Throw.
It would be nice to have a bro.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a bro.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a bro.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a bro.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a bro.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a bro.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a bro.
Throw.
From your mom.
Listeners and not to, we did anyway, dumb debating.
John's computer sucks, Macs are the only way, dumb debating.
Fullbacks are running backs, hamburger steaks.
Josh is too dumb to eat a cupcake.
Melee to base.
Does John like Nebraska or Creighton?
Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating. Die for the pylon or give up on the plate, dumb debating.
Millennials are great and old should go away, dumb debating.
Rarely do we find any common ground.
Josh wants his food to be the best around.
Even if it gives him fatal flatulation.
Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating. When a tree falls down and nobody's around, you can bet your ass it won't make a sound. Water ain't wet, you know nothing about hydration. Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating. Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating.
Welcome to the time of the week where we take your questions and your debates, your quandaries, and we try to solve them for you. It's called Dumb Debates. And you can send it on any topic anywhere. You can send it to us in the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at USC1620. Please use the hashtag dumbdebates. Or you can send them to us in the the Equitable Bank inbox. John at 1620thezone.com or Josh at 1620thezone.com. And those are the only places where you can send us dumb debates. If you try to send us dumb debates in any other way, form, or measure, we're going to ignore them.
That's not true.
In fact, they will disappear. They will
text us.
They will disappear.
Text
they
us at 402-951-1620.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I still want a carrier pigeon to deliver a dumb debate.
Yeah, that's true, John. We at one point had a letter in the mail that was a dumb debates question, and we answered it on the air.
Oh, before telephones existed, I miss when you would write to somebody.
Yeah, are you mad
put
that we don't
put pen to paper?
Are you mad that we don't write to people anymore, too, old man?
You know what you can do at your text machine?
What's that?
Turn it up sideways and stick it up your Rudy Poo candy bleep.
I hope Mark is listening right now. Mark, did you hear what he just said? He wants you to shove this up your butt.
I say you.
But it's not my text machine. It's
it
his.
Is your machine.
He's the one who
By
set
the way,
it
you
up.
Have to give it a name.
The unnamed text message machine.
You're supposed to give it a name.
I just gave it
that's
one.
That's so uncreative. You can do better, Josh.
Wow,
we've
that's
got a
lame.
Text machine.
By the way.
We've got a podcast. We've got a text machine. There you go.
An old dumb debate, which actually seeds dumb debates. It actually happened before dumb debates. It may have been one of the dumbest debates ever had on this radio station.
Is the Titanic overrated? That one?
Not that
Well, no,
one.
It's under the ocean.
It was whether or not hamburger steak was hamburger.
Or a steak.
We got an email the other day from David.
Hello, David.
David was at, I can't tell what restaurant he's at. But on the menu.
Oh, no, he told me. He responded.
Oh, he did.
Was it an email? Do you remember where this was?
I got it.
Yep, there it is. David.
See, Josh is already ignoring your emails.
No,
it doesn't come in on
text.
Tweet. Josh isn't going to acknowledge
it. It's from a place called Jefferson's, which is located in North Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay. Well, on the menu, they have an item called a hamburger steak platter.
Yeah.
To which it reads, our hand-patted burger...
Burger.
Smothered in your choice of onions, peppers, and mushrooms. Served with sides and Texas toast.
Mm.
Are you now finally ready to surrender?
So I don't even remember. What was the debate? It's been so
you said,
long.
You said that hamburger steak wasn't hamburger.
Oh. Sure. Yeah. I'll.
You don't remember that?
No, I couldn't remember what I argued.
You were saying that hamburger steak. Stibbs and I were saying hamburger steak is just hamburger without the bun. It's just a... Just a slab of ground beef.
Mm-hmm.
There's no bun, and you had no.
No,
it's not hamburger.
It's a steak.
Yeah.
I'll give it up to you guys.
Well,
that
thanks.
Sounds good.
Thanks, David. And by the way, that sounds delicious.
Also, the fried pickle burger sounds awesome.
The what?
Sounds great.
They put fried pickles on a burger.
I love that.
You have regular pickles, then you have fried pickles.
I love pickles.
I'm a fried pickle dude, man. I love fried pickles.
At Big Pickle Dude.
Yep. Exactly. I have Big Pickles. That's me, Nick.
Well, at least
that's
one. Me. At least one area is you got big pickles.
Yeah.
Grant asks.
Hello, Grant.
You're about to hop in the shower all naked.
Oh, but if I hop in the shower, I'll slip. It's dangerous.
But you have to use the toilet first.
Mm.
It doesn't matter if you're going one or two.
Okay.
After using the toilet, do you wash your hands in the sink or do you just wash your hands in the shower? I view it as washing my hands in the shower because you're washing your entire body and you can just wash your hands while you're at
That's gross. Wash your hands first.
Well, you're going into the shower. The shower's running. You got the soap right there. You just grab the soap. You're in the shower. You wash your hands. You're done.
That's gross.
How is it gross?
Because you're touching the things in your shower that are going to clean you with your nasty hands.
You mean you're already touching your body when you're doing your business?
Yeah, but most of your body hasn't touched your butt or your other parts.
But you're already in a cubicle.
I understand what you're saying. It's the same argument people make for peeing in the shower, which is also disgusting. Don't do that.
Well, you're not supposed. I don't think you're supposed to do that down the drain.
I pee in the shower all the time.
That's disgusting.
You guys are.
You're an animal.
That's weird.
It's all pipes. Nick doesn't get that reference.
Is it because it's from a bad show?
No, it's from a great show.
Oh, well, it can't be Seinfeld then.
I do both. Sometimes I wash my hands in the sink. I don't know why. Sometimes I wash my hands in the shower. Maybe it's because I don't want to touch the curtain, you know, to get
in. No, I don't want to touch anything. If my hand, I hate that. Like, I need to wash my hands.
It doesn't bother me that much.
I know I'm gonna go wash my body anyway, but it gives me peace of mind. You know, I know I'm clean.
I do. I literally will go back and forth. Just depends. But if I get in the shower, the first thing I do is I'll get some like body wash or something and wash my hands.
See, the key is usually if you got to do your business, you do it first.
Yeah.
You get in the shower. Well, I guess it's the same thing. Honestly, I just turn the shower on. It's right there. The soap, the hot water, everything. It's all disinfected. It's fine.
I'm also more conscious of washing my hands than I was, you know, in the before times. Like, I'd still wash my hands back then, but I feel like I have to do it all the time now. Still,
I've definitely reverted right back to how I always did it. Wash for 5 seconds and then move on with
That's
my
right.
Day.
Screw you, Fauci. No more hand washing for me.
Whoa. Ever?
No, I wash.
John
my hands.
Doesn't wash his hands. It's pretty disgusting.
I knew a guy once who straight up didn't ever.
That's disgusting.
It was so gross.
Why would you be like that? I saw a guy at the airport recently. You know, he was in the stall. I assume he was doing number two. Walked out, left. Like, you're a gross human being. Imagine shaking that guy's hand. Now you got poop all over you.
The weird thing is he admitted to it. And he was trying to defend it, because we asked every question you could think of, and he tried to defend it.
Yeah, that's gross. That's disgusting.
Not good.
Yeah.
There was a story a couple of weeks ago that NASA was going to use naked pictures of humans and transmit them out into space to lure aliens to us.
Okay.
Is it to lure them, or is it just to let them know what we look like? Because we did that with Voyager.
See, that's the thing, is...
They get naked people on Voyager.
I think we've done this before. We just showed, you know, it was a graphic, and it showed, you know, this is what a man is, this is what a woman is.
I think it is fair to update it, though, because then we have, you know, HD pictures, people's habits have changed since the 70s.
Oh, so you think the aliens will be more attracted to us now that, you know, we
No, I just think
shave,
it's important.
We shave certain things we didn't used to shave before.
I just think it's important to keep them updated on
That's
our progress, you know? We didn't have iPads or dumb iPhones in the
or
70s.
Or texting. Definitely didn't have texting back then.
Well,
Do you have a dumb debates off of it?
Would you send nudes to an alien?
Hell yeah, I would.
No, because I don't want to send nudes to anybody.
Well, that's comforting to know now that you're in charge of the
text machine.
You know, the machine that won't be called the text machine.
Yeah, which
that's comforting to know that none of the people that will be texting us at 402-951-1620 will be getting nudes from Josh.
I would never do that. I would probably get fired for doing such a thing. By the way, Jed has texted in at 402-951-1620. Says, I look forward to when this text machine is sponsored and John has to acknowledge it without disdain. I also look forward to those days, Jed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Josh is capable of reading.
Travis says, Michael Severe voice, does she get naked? That's what the aliens are going to be
That's
saying.
That's what the aliens are going to say.
Mm-hmm. So I'd do it if I know an alien's going to respond back, right? Because then you're just that guy who sends an unsolicited nude.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Like, if the alien's cool with it, like, I'll do it, and then the alien does it, and then it's like a fun little mutual thing.
Isn't the alien just going to, you know,
target
you?
Yeah, this is not a consensual text message.
And blast you out of, you know, use his space laser to vaporize you?
Well, unless they're turned on. I mean, not by Nick.
Maybe it's just a curiosity thing.
Aliens will be turned on by a naked Nick?
I think aliens are curious.
What if it's the beardless Nick? Then definitely not.
And how do the aliens know?
Why did you send a 12-year-old boy to us?
Hold on.
How do the aliens know that you're actually naked? They've never seen a human before.
Because I'll be like...
So they're just gonna see you as...
So,
oh, that's whatever this weird creature is.
John,
that's what they look like.
John, they'll know because all I have to do is put you up with the text. That's universal. Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows you up.
You up, naked
you know,
picture of me.
I think this is why the aliens have never come here. Because they realize that they would rather sit down and have a face-to-face conversation with us. But because we're all so obsessed with our texting and our one-way communication, they're like, these people don't want to talk to us, so we don't want nothing to do with you.
I'll just send
how do you explain the olden times?
I'll send the alien an eggplant emoji.
Well, if you noticed, there were a lot more UFO sightings back
there
in the olden times.
There were in the 50s.
There was also a lot more lead in the gas.
Back when we had, you know, more face-to-face communication and when we actually got on the phone and talked.
And now we don't see aliens anymore. Johnny Pig says, speaking of what you wash in the shower, do you monitor what you washed last with your soap or washcloth and what you wash first the next shower? No.
No.
Johnny, what's going on with you, bro? He sent a weird dumb debates question in earlier about if you eat a hot dog, do you turn into a hot dog? I'm starting to get worried about our friend Johnny Pig. What? Keeping track of what I washed? I just probably washed the same stuff in the same order. Because I'm just a creature of habit. It's just like, hey, Josh, what leg do you put first in your pants? I have no idea. I do the same one as I do all the time.
It's all covered with soap anyway. You're
fine.
I
don't think about it. I'm not even washing the last.
You're all covered
with soap.
Johnny,
blink twice if you're okay. Rick writes in, 24-ounce Mick Ultra beers will be sold for $18 at this week's PGA Championship. When you attend a captive audience event, such as a sporting event or concert, do you, one, accept the price and purchase? Two, pay the price but limit quantity. Or three, don't buy. Now, I followed up, and I don't think Rick ever responded. I was trying to figure out the difference. Okay, he did respond. So I wrote to him, I assume option one is not only accepting the price, but purchasing it like you would if the price was quote-unquote normal. And he said yes. So if you're normally a two-beer guy at an event, are you still a two-beer guy given the higher price? So you go to a sporting event and the beers are pricey. What do you do? Do you buy them like normal? Do you buy them in limited quantity, or do you avoid altogether?
I would avoid an $18 Mick Ultra.
I have one.
I would have one. That's what I do when I go to sporting events where the beer is pricey. I get one.
Every concert event I've been to, sporting event, it's always so expensive, but I always have at least one.
Though when I did go to the Slowdown a couple months ago, their prices weren't that bad, I had a few.
So the smaller venues are better about it, but yeah. It's the larger
better than
stadium
the PGA
shows.
Championship
for, you yeah. need to do better than the PGA Championship, which first of all, you're at the PGA Championship, it should be cheaper because it's a minor major.
Here we go.
You need to go to events where they don't take you behind the woodshed and beat the crud out of you for your spending dollars.
Yeah, so if you're gonna see a local or regional show,
support local.
You need to go small venue.
You need to go to places like Eagle Raceway, for example, where the beers are very affordable.
Sure. I'll,
or Nebraska games, where the beers are so affordable, they're free.
Yeah, you can sneak them in. It's awesome.
You just sneak them in.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even bother to sell them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no way am I paying $18 for a 24-ounce beer.
Even one.
No.
Yeah, I like a little tasty beer with my sporting events.
Well, first of all, it's...
Not a Mick Ultra, though. That beer is garbage.
First of all...
Unless they're a sponsor, in which I love them.
First of all, I think being in a golf gallery... Unless you are like camped out near a building like the clubhouse,
sure,
would be one of the worst places to buy alcohol.
Why?
Because you're constantly it depends. It depends on how you like to watch your golf. If you're like moving around from place to place to place to place, first of all, that beer's getting warm really fast.
Bring a koozie.
I don't know if a koozie is going to help. And plus, that's a 24-ounce can.
It's
that's
a big beer can.
Big-ass koozie.
Yeah.
They make koozies that big.
They do make koozies that big, yeah.
They make big-ass koozies.
And I'm sure they probably charge, you know, $24 for the koozie, too.
Buy one at the golf course, they do.
Yeah.
Would a golf course let me bring a cooler in?
No. Not the PGA Championship.
Sad.
Yeah. Definitely not the PGA Championship.
Rick, I would go to a major.
Wow.
Go to the Masters where they only charge you $1.50.
Their beer is cheap.
For a pimento cheese sandwich.
That's true. Their beer, everything's cheap there. Jeff says that on the Happer show today, they debated a question about us, apparently.
What?
And he says, I think you should return the favor or comment. Theirs was, stranded on an island with the USC guys, which of the three do you team up with, and who dies first? And he says, here was my answer, hashtag team murder cult. And he said, you always team up with Josh because of his murder cult connection. Sorry, John, gingers don't last long when murder is on the island. So who are you teaming up with if you're on an island, or do you just want to comment on the fact that he chose me because he's smart?
Well, first of all, Josh wouldn't know what to do with himself because he wouldn't have his text machine in front of him.
Yeah, but I
you wouldn't be able to text for help.
I'd run around a lot, though. I'd be fine.
You'd run around a lot.
Just fine.
How is that going to help keep you alive?
Burn the calories, John.
I think if you're on a desert island, you're burning the calories anyway.
Hey, I've watched some documentaries about murder.
Castaway is not a documentary.
I'll be just fine.
Really? Can you build fire?
No. No, yeah, I died. Jeff, you shouldn't have chose me, man.
You shouldn't have chosen
me. I'm anti-murder.
You shouldn't have chosen any of us, by the way.
None of us know how to do anything. I just relax on the beach. Let the beach take me. R.I.P. No more great takes. No more questions about Ryan Day. You'd miss all those.
Yeah. So we're supposed to turn this around and answer the question if we were stranded. Which of the... I mean, there's only two to choose from. Connor seems like a outdoorsy enough type that, you know, he might chop down a couple of trees and build us a shed or a shelter. I'm guessing.
He looks like it.
He looks like it. Maybe it's just me stereotyping because he has the beard. I mean, Josh would certainly keep us occupied, you know, just going over all of his movie reviews. Take our mind off the fact that we're stuck on a desert island. The only thing to eat is yucky fish.
I'm sure there's a couple movies he just has memorized by heart.
That's straight up
perform them.
It's like Shawshank Redemption when he talks about the song. It's in here. It's in his heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just think about, you know, classic movies or TV shows like Seinfeld, and I just laugh to myself. Oh, remember that Seinfeld episode? Ha, ha, ha.
Pretty sure if you were stuck on a desert island with any of us on 1620 The Zone, you're not making it past the first week. I'm pretty confident in saying that.
As someone who's played a lot of Minecraft, I think I could survive outside.
By the way, Johnny...
Well, first of all, if you chose Nick, you'd probably choke him out in the first 4 hours because you would get tired of all the F1.
I've been told I'm an acquired taste.
Many are saying this.
You're an acquired taste.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so it just depends on if the person finds you edible enough.
Yeah,
it's one way to stay alive. Cannibalism.
Watch that show on Showtime, Yellow Jackets. Johnny Pickett followed up, by the way, on his shower question. I took it to mean, do you monitor what you washed literally like the last time you showered?
No.
He meant it in the shower itself. I usually just go like bottom to top.
I go top to bottom.
Mm. Maybe I go,
well,
I don't know.
There's areas.
I have my own face wash, though, so I'm not using the regular soap.
I don't worry about it because it's my little puff pad and my soap. So I'm not worried about it.
I'll do the hair first, and then I got the other areas that I kind of isolate,
mm-hmm.
and then just face them.
Michael says, Nick dies first by my hand. Wow.
Sounds like a personal problem. Listen, if you want to get rid of the most entertainment you're going to get on a desert island, that's fine.
Most entertainment?
Josh.
I'm still there. I'm still there.
I'm more funny than you.
Yeah. Dave writes in.
Sometimes unintentionally.
Now, I don't know if we're talking about this in unsportsmanlike content today, but the Omaha baseball tweet.
Oh,
are we talking
were
going to
say that for the next segment.
Okay, good. Well, we'll spoil it just a little bit by not getting into it entirely. But Dave asks, which is better, having the ability to trash talk but saying nothing, or posting a savage tweet but deleting it 5 minutes later? I love talking trash when I'm right and somebody else is wrong, but if I'm going to do it, I'm definitely not going to delete it or resend it a few minutes later, so I guess I would keep it to myself. That's what I would do.
I suppose.
It's embarrassing to do it the other way. Remember when Illinois made fun of Nebraska
for
bringing back Big Ten football? That was a hilarious tweet, and then they deleted it like a bunch of babies.
But the problem is, with organizations, you have several different people, and all it takes is one person, especially if they're high up the food chain, to say, that's got to go. Even if everybody else in the group says, oh, that was perfectly fine, go ahead and leave it out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's different when you're taunting someone individually because you are in sole possession of your Twitter account. Unless you got that shot from the government when you got your COVID shot, and they control your Twitter, too.
I still have access to the Unsportsmanlike Conduct Twitter account. Among others.
I know.
I could start doing stuff.
You could.
Yeah.
You probably could.
Yeah.
Josh says.
Me?
Different Josh.
Oh.
Oh, this is more of a comment than it is a dumb debate. He said, canned coffee shouldn't be a thing. It's the worst kind of caffeinated drink. Just drink normal coffee. Pop or energy drink like a human. Canned coffee never tastes good and leaves horrible aftertaste. So I'm assuming he's saying, is canned coffee good?
Did Ed write this question?
I don't
know. Does Ed hate canned coffee?
Ed loves, he's a coffee purist.
Yeah, I would never drink coffee out of a can. I've never done it and I never will. That sounds horrible.
I'm trying to think
if I have.
But
I do not like cold brew. I've tried it multiple times. I just can't get into it.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
I need it to be hot.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
When they say canned, do they mean like Folgers?
No, like a can that you take out of your fridge.
Like Starbucks and Scooters, they have like canned.
Yeah.
They have, you know, but it's cold brew.
See, but I don't like cold coffee. It just
I'm not a huge fan either.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan either.
See, I'd agree with this guy. I'd agree with fake Ed.
I save coffee for emergencies.
Oh man, I have a whole pot every single morning.
I don't want to get too used to it.
That's
so
what
if there's
I used
ever
to say,
a time where I'm too tired.
But then I was tired all the time in the morning, and now I'm not anymore. Now I can get like less sleep, and I'll be fine by the time the show comes around. That coffee is a game changer, man.
Buvenheimer says, between the producers at 16:20, who would win a cage match, and why is it Shane?
Definitely not Shane.
It's not Shane.
It'd be Damon, right?
I mean, no, producers.
Producers.
Oh.
It's Josh versus Nick.
Current?
Nah, we'll just go Nick. Or just go current.
So the argument,
so it's Josh versus Nick versus Shane. Go ahead and answer, but I have the answer why it is Shane.
So one of my thoughts on Nick is, since he was a farm boy, he might have that farm boy energy. You know, because he had to throw around things.
I did have to throw things around.
Bales of hay, for example. You know how farms
was
work, John.
Was haying cattle.
How is naming a calf and raising it to for slaughter going to help you against Shane and Josh?
You know what it's like? You know those things get squirrely? You know what it's like to have to try to rein a cow in? You're holding on to it. The wind catches it wrong. It starts getting around everywhere.
Yeah, so I think that...
It's not easy.
I think he might have that. I mean, Josh, he's like the tallest of you all, right?
Yeah.
So Josh, you know, he might just have the strength of height.
You sure Shane's not taller?
See, okay, why would it be Shane?
Well, it depends.
I mean, he's definitely lower.
If we're going by WWF cage rules, it's the first person out of the cage that wins. Shane can just slip between the bars.
Mm. Well,
so it depends on your cage rules.
Running away.
Well, that's the thing. Is it WWF cage rules?
No,
it was the first guy out of the cage.
No, it's a fight. They got
to
fight each other.
It's
like chicken wire cage. Like old school basketball.
Shane could probably still slip between the...
Wow.
And get out.
So you think
Shane's pretty crafty.
You think it's Shane?
I'm just saying, it depends on the cage rules.
If they have to stay in there and actually fight. Probably Josh. No offense, Nick.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Who'd win of the all-time producer battle? You bring back me, Stibbs, Lacey, Stacy.
I think...
Sasha?
I think Sasha could. Because
Corey Lathrop?
Sasha's...
George?
Sasha's literally in like a workout podcast right now.
Scoop?
She is. She could beat up all of us.
Scoop.
Scoop?
Scoop might have a shot. That'd be fun.
I have to go with Sasha.
We should do an all-time 1620 The Zone producers battle royal. No cage, just a battle royal.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a bracket?
No, it's a battle royal where everyone gets in the ring and you just throw people out over the top rope. And who would win? I would like to see how the teams work because usually, you know, people like team up on other people and go after them. I'd be curious to see among all the all-time 1620 The Zone producers how the teams would work.
Mm-hmm. I'd target someone before I even formed a team.
Who do you target first?
Shane.
Okay.
It's survival of the fittest, you know? Seems easy.
Wow. Beating up Shane seems easy.
Wow.
Says Nick Grimm.
I don't know about that. I think Shane's got old man strength. He's got old man strength.
Mm.
No offense, Shane.
Yeah, Jordan says, doesn't Stibbs box? Yeah, honestly, I think of all time, I think it's Stibbs.
I think it would...
Stibbs, I think he would actually kill some people.
Is that just because he wants to kill people?
But have you?
You know, we haven't been around Stibbs in a while. He might be completely changed now. He might be more
a pacifist.
Positive. He might be more of a pacifist now. He doesn't have anything
Stibbs,
to
Stibbs, a positive
trigger.
Person.
He might be. He might.
Have
he's got nothing to trigger him
have
anymore.
Have you seen Sasha lately, though?
Yes.
She's jacked.
Have you seen Stibbs, though, Nick?
Yes. I think it would come down between them.
I think you're underestimating Stacy.
I guess I've never been in a situation where I'd see Stacy fight.
Have you seen Sasha fight?
No. That's fair. I forget Stacy used to be a producer.
She did.
Sorry, Stacy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She was a great producer. First time I ever came and sat in on the show, she was a producer of the show.
We got to end with one from Alex Sindelar, who always comes up with good ones. He says, at what point does immortality stop? If you get your head exploded off or cut off as an immortal, do you keep living? I'm reading it as it was written. If you get your head exploded or cut off as an immortal, do you keep living?
That's how you get vampires. You got to cut the head off.
Yeah, I don't think you... that's how you die. I think that... That's a good question, though.
It's a great question.
Being immortal sounds stupid. I would never want
to. Sounds boring.
I wouldn't want to live forever. Do you want to live forever?
You'd run out of things to do.
Yeah, right. I mean, our TV show's going to be that good.
I would think at
years.
Some point, if I live forever, it would come full circle, and we would actually get back to where we could communicate face-to-face, and we could put the text machine away.
Well, you know what Albert Einstein said about World War III?
Do you know? Because
yes. Do you not know what he said about World War III?
That he's got... He's got Germany minus 250?
No,
I don't know.
Here's what he said, and I think you're right about talking face-to-face. I know not with what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones.
It's a true story.
No cell phones, John, in the sticks and stones world. We're back to talking face-to-face again. Congratulations. John wants World War III. You heard it here first.
Well, if
nuke everybody, says John. I want to talk again.
I didn't say nuke everybody.
It seems like you did.
I didn't say that at all. I didn't say nuke everybody.
That's how we're going to talk face-to-face, man. So it's either nuke everybody and face-to-face
or key text. But if we nuke everybody, there's
texts.
No one around to talk.
Well, there'd be a few people left over as the ash falls down.
Yeah, it can't get everybody.
Yeah,
there's going to be some survival enclaves.
You should go watch some post-apocalyptic
I'm
fiction,
guessing the
John.
People that would
no
survive.
No one's nuking Montana,
I would guess the
John.
People that would survive are the people that don't have these things to begin with, so they wouldn't know what they're
no
missing.
No one's nuking New Mexico?
You don't know that. Maybe somebody hates Breaking Bad.
Like there's a few states that just won't get nuked. They're not really in the crosshairs for any reason.
I hope so, Nick.
Idaho's probably fine. Mm.
Maybe people hate potatoes.
Monsters.
Who would hate potatoes?
I don't know. Monsters. I don't know.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Win $5,000 to give your garage a spring makeover. You can or win a $2,500 gift card from Langfeld Overhead Doors. You want to find out more? Of course you do. So go to 1620thezone.com today.